1340 96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. Time for a look at the news on this a Tuesday morning in the Gold Country. Well, topping the news for today, the Sutter Creek City Council met last night and worked through a number of items of city business. First off, the council received a report on the Main Street Bridge replacement project. The end is in sight, as the city engineer reports that if the weather cooperates, the paving of Main Street will start as early as next Tuesday. The council then approved a program plan for the Sutter Creek Museum to be located at the historic Grammar School. The plan includes a historical artifact collection and displays, a series of both permanent and rotating displays. These would cover many aspects of local Sutter Creek history, and also included would be a historical archive and research and learning center. The council also last night approved a project list for the use of SB1 gas tax money, with the funds going to restriping of old Highway 49 and the parts of Main Street not covered by the bridge replacement project. And a proposal to move city council meetings to an earlier time was dropped due to objections by Mayor Robin Peters, who could not make the earlier time due to work commitments.
Well, the seasonal closure of dirt roads in the El Dorado National Forest will be lifted beginning as of today. However, damage could still occur from using dirt roads in wet areas. Visitors will be responsible for any damage caused by inappropriate use. Now, due to melting snow, wet areas will be present in the forest for some time, especially at higher elevations. Visitors are encouraged to be aware of changes in the conditions of the roads they're using and adjust travel plans if they reach a wet section. The seasonal closure usually runs January 1st through March 31st, but due to heavy precipitation in March, the seasonal closure was extended this year.
And the Calaveras County Planning Department has released the final environmental impact report for the general plan update. The 625-page document contains an introduction and a list of commentaries on the draft EIR, responses to comments, revisions to the draft EIR, and a mitigation monitoring and reporting program. The document will be available for public viewing on the department's website. Hard copies and CDs will be available for purchase at the department's office. You can also come in to the office and view the document in person during business hours, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. According to the planning department, adoption hearings for the updated general plan will likely begin next month. The dates will be posted on the county's website. Once the planning department completes its review following the hearing, it will be forwarded to the Board of Supervisors for final certification of the EIR and adoption of the general plan.
Well, the Master Gardeners of Amador County have announced the date of their annual plant sale. Start your spring gardening off right by picking up your favorite tomato or other vegetable varieties Saturday, April 27th, from 10 to 2 at the American Legion Hall. Now, if you're not sure what to plant, Master Gardeners can make suggestions and recommendations based on what has grown well for them in your area. So come early for the best selection, as all proceeds from the sale support free classes, programs, and activities provided to the community by the Master Gardeners. If you have any questions about the plant sale or other gardening issues, call the Master Gardener office 10 to noon, Tuesday through Thursday at 223-6838.
And as a reminder to riders, Amador Transit will be running shuttle buses all this week, even though Sutter Street and Jackson will be closed for construction. All shuttle buses will continue on Argonaut Lane to Highway 49. So if you ride that route, be advised, all shuttle buses will continue on Argonaut Lane to Highway 49. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.